Box A, Enumerated Types. Sometimes we will want to create a variable that can only be assigned a few select values. For example, a variable of type day should only be assigned Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or Saturday. Any other value would not make sense for a day type. Another example would be a month type. Only a select pool of values can be assigned to a month. To facilitate types such as these naturally in the language, C++ supports enumerated types. An enumerated type is created with the enum keyword, as box A shows. Note that we can only assign to any day variable a member specified in the day enumerated listing, namely Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or Saturday. If you try assigning a value outside this pool, you'll get a compiler error. So the main idea of using enumerated types is to enhance readability. You could just use integers to represent the days of the week or months of the year. However, it would not be as readable as descriptive symbolic names. Box B, Exercise Comments. There are not many exercises for this chapter, but in addition to these exercises, you're encouraged to try out some of the care string functions and standard string methods discussed in this chapter for extra practice. In addition, try and experiment with the this pointer, the static keyword, friends, namespaces, and enumerated types. The first exercise asks you to reverse the characters in a sentence. The goal is for you to practice loops, but also to practice manipulating individual characters of a string. The second and third exercises ask you to convert a sentence to uppercase and to lowercase, respectively. You have done similar exercises in the past. However, this particular exercise asks the user to input the sentence, so you will have to use the getLine function. The fourth and last exercise asks you to determine if a string is a palindrome. A palindrome is a word, phrase, verse, or sentence that reads the same backward or forward. So you may have to spend some time thinking about how to implement this. It's probably best to devise an algorithm on paper first before writing any code.